Simchim Pei Gimel. Kishain Ha'ein Yehudi Bebeisoi Einoi Ma'akav V'voisi Fechot. We have the din of Schiris is necessary when you have a guy living with two Yidin. The guy lives there, he has a house there, but he's not there. When you get up here about a Yid goes away, he's going to come back within a day. A guy is slightly different. Sif Aleph. We have this guy that Taka lives, there's three houses, two Yidin and one guy. The guy has gone away. He doesn't answer. So the more adds in, Ayin Lel Simashin Ayin Aleph. Because by Yid, if he just goes away, he's away. But a guy can easily come back. So we have a machloikas there, how far the guy has to go away. Let's learn Mishabur Aleph. Im Shnei Yisraelim b'chotze echad, ve'enu akim b'beisei shaholach koidem ha-shabbos, hu v'chol b'nei b'beisei le'oches. Because if he left over a few people, then they're there. So they also asa, where his wife, his children, whatever. Ve'ayil el simshina in Aleph, v'etzolim edesham nispa l'deh, v'yishoin dafke k'shaholach l'mokim rochuk yosem yom echad. If you want him not to asa, he has to be a distance of a day, because a guy can come back in a day, even though Yid won't come back because of the tchum and everything, but a guy can just come back in a day. Even if he's near, if he's alright, the Mishabur there says it's not good enough to be in the next chotzer, he has to go too, because he might come back, he has to be in a different town. But the second shita, which the most makel there, could be like the Mishabur even, at least in the next town, even if it's closer than a day, so he doesn't answer because the guy is not here. Even though, because the guy, Bamas, we say, Dius Akam Eina Dua. Oh, Chumashem Yilmir Masov. You can't learn from him if he's not here. So, Mela, he doesn't answer. So, what do you do? Second line in Mechaba. V'yav Mekei, V'yimaturin, and finished. What happens? Bo Hoein Yudi B'Shabbos. The guy turns up. Wherever he's coming from, close, a day, or 2 days, 3 days, it makes a difference. Amas, he turned up. Oysa, he asses. Now, if he asses, Yamdan Schiris, the Erev bottle, it's all finished. The Erev is bottle.
You can't use it.
And you can't use it, but you can do Schiris. Yeah. But even after you've done Schiris, you can't reinstate the Erev. The Erev is finished. Because the guy came, and the guy spoiled the Erev, so the Erev is finished. And once the Erev is finished, you can't do it. So what do you gain out of doing Schiris? You gain that you've been Masalik the guy, you don't have to care about the guy anymore. At least now you can do Bittl. So the one person that has to carry, you can be Mavatl to him, like we learnt in the Siyas Shimpei Aleph. You're Mavatl to him, and he'll be able to carry. Everyone's Mavatl to one person, and he can carry at least all. There's two people, then you can be Mavatl. First to him, and then first to him. All the halachas Bittl. If there's only two, for your Yochid Mutter. If the guy died on Shabbos, then, and he wasn't, see what the kolshken is. Even if when he turns up, he's oisa. Because the guy wasn't here, it was mutter, it stays mutter. No. I feel it because some cases it's a kasha. Because some cases we had that if the eruv broke on Shabbos, they missed time, then it got up again. It is good. Yeah. So that's a kasha from here. The kasha. So the Shatzian teretz is that there the eruv it's choizel kadmusay, because at the beginning when you made the eruv, let's say between two people, and you had a pesach, and then you didn't have a pesach, so it wasn't made that the pesach should break. But here, when you see the goy turns up, you don't know the das of the goy. The goy may be lechatchila intended to come, so mele he's broken it lemafreya from beginning. The loyam minam, and you don't say that in the beginning it was mutter, it stays mutter. Kimish gebor achak avshabs igloyam mils lemafreya de yotze misham bechoil. He came within a day, so he must have been it. Even though he was far away, you heard he was far away, but amas he was it. So by goy, there's a lot to understand the difference. Of our kol, and thus zicher, the halacha is right. that even though Nistama Pesach between the two, and then it got opened again, even though you made Erev for long term, and Erev Shabbos, there was Nistama Pesach between two, you didn't have an opening between two people, so you didn't have an Erev, and then the Erev got opened, it is good. But here, it's not good, because it's the Goy, when the Goy comes, it's as if he was there already, Ben Hashmoshes, so your whole Erev is bottled.
We carried it till now.
You carry it till now, but you want to know whether you have to clap al chet.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's wrong. V'erev botl, with tzolimer k'moshe kosov achikach, da'filim yiskur min ha'akim, lo yicholim letartel kolzman shle yivatle rishus echol l'chaveroi, mishim da'erev nisbatl teker b'voy akil lebeisoi, it's botl, yicholim liskur mimenu. Are you allowed to do schiris? Ah, you can't do business on Shabbos. V'ein zeh doyim elemekh memke, we said before this schiris, mishim da'ein zeh ele mishim heker, lehate, tiltel, it's not a proper schiris, wherever it is, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Via yochid mutter, and then afterwards you can't do Erev, but you can do bittel, you can't make Erev on Shabbos. But you can make bittel on Shabbos, via yochid mutter, zulema ish, the person, always we said, the mevatel can't carry, the person you mevatel to, he can't carry. With zulema ish, a bittel le rishis, mashen, can a mevatel mevada, also, im lo ish, chos ha-shem, there's two people, who bittel rish, and does mugle, but there you can be mevatel back afterwards, if there's only two people. They made the Erev because there was no Goy. And then the Goy turned up, so he spoilt it. And then he died. Then Avada, even though the Erev doesn't work, because you don't even need Schirus now. Because the Goy died, so you don't need Schirus. But he spoilt it when he came. Even if he didn't do Erev, and the Goy came and died, so now you can forget about the Goy, and you do Bittel. If the Master there was Soicha from him, he was here, and there was Soicha from him. And then he died, so then you don't need to do Bittel, because the Erev stands. Here's different. You made Erev, you made Schius, and the Goy died, so then you don't say, the Machlokes is, we don't say the Yorish Yashans, and then you got problems with the Yorish, because the Yorish didn't do Schius, because if it was, depends if it was Lizman or Lizman, if it was Lizman at least, you say that the Yorish takes over the Schius further, and well, there's no problem, so the Erev continues, so you don't need Bittel, you don't need anything, you've got Schius.
What was the Maestro we learned?
We saw it's different. We saw it dies on Shabbos if he didn't make it in the Erev, or if his Yorish is around and his Yorish Yashans the place, there's a problem. This is a machlokes. This is initially the Taz. Simashim Pei Dalet. What we're missing on Shavuos, which is the next Omid. Simashim Pei Dalet. Ein Yehudi Achsenoi Imaakev Uvoi Veisifim Sifalev. Ein Yehudi Hanichnes L'shem Achsenos. You have a visitor, a goy, who stays maybe even long term. So the klal is im nichnes shleibushus. He's a squatter. No rishus to be here. Eina oisal oilam. He doesn't ask. So I go, it's a klal. Eina oisal oilam. I want to get some. I don't remember somewhere. But they bragged that they had a erev shchunati, which they were proud of, that they didn't do schirus because they didn't need schirus because there was no goyim there. The Val, in one of the binyonim there, they found Arabs squatting there. So therefore, I don't remember exactly what he said there. So therefore, there's a shayla, maybe they needed schirus from these Arab workers. They were workers all the week round. Couldn't bother going home for Shabbos. They just stayed there for Shabbos, whatever. So, but the matzah, I'm not so sure it's a problem. Just remember, a yid might not be like that, but a goy, edach dios akam loishmei dira. So there's always more quality. If he comes with Yishus, Ben Chazoy. Im rogel lovoy, if he comes often, oisa miyad. Very unclear what it means, comes often. If he comes often, he asks, Vim Eino Rogil, if he doesn't come often, Eino Isa. He's just turned up and he's here for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, doesn't answer, even Bushus, Ad Lacha Shloshim Yom. But 30 days he asks. So, Nochamal. If it's Shloshim Bushus, forget about it. If it's Bushus, so then, if it's 30 days, then he's over here, he needs Shirus. If he's not 30 days, there still could be Asa. If he comes, let's say, every 3 weeks, he comes for a week. Every 2 months, he comes for a week. So then he becomes a rogel, and he's bushos, then he also asks. So the Mishabur. Shem Achsanus, but Saloy Meshlanil Hashem Likvoy Shom Dirosa, if he shall, is Achsim Shom to come there. Shaloy Bushus, Labdafka, and with Saloy Mer, Shaloy Nichnes Bushus.
Take
him a foolish Rishus. Yeah. He could be, if the squatters have a din, according to the law, that you can't take them away, then could be it's worse. You see the next sif. Here, Shalebushus means that they came in Shalebushus. The Masi means that you can't get rid of them. Nichzbushus, with Saloima, that he asked you to stay there, and you offered him to stay there. Either he pays or he doesn't pay. Shishila, he either borrows it, or he skiro, or he rents it. Chedem Yuchad, because if he's living together with you anyway, it's not a problem. Chedem Yuchad, Isasim Sham, Kosum Mogan Avram. The Akum Sheshle Choyval Abayis, Venichel Shloibushus Bad Choyvay, Mikabushus Voice of Yeshmekinim Azes. Here we have a thing. Has the guy got a right? The guy, you owe the guy money, so the guy says, okay, I'm coming to live in that house. To pay off the chayv, so is that called bishus or shloi bishus? Maybe shloi bishus, but he has a right to do it because the master you owe him money. So we say the mogen avraham tied it. That's already called dimnuchs lo de bikvias bad chayv oisem miyad. It was bikvias, even if it's only for a short time. I mean, if he takes over the house, then it's his house. But even if he doesn't take over the house, he just says, "I'll be living here for a year or for 6 months, which will pay back the chayv because instead of the rent." So the mogen avraham says, "It answers v'yesh makilim b'zeh." Handles and Maker, it's still called Shloibushus. Rogin Lovoy, and Shrogin Lovoy Tomid is Asim Sham, even though he doesn't stay 30 days, but he comes every so often. Validezer, Hoshek Kavura, Vitolis Commercials, Adlach Shloishim Yoim, to Adzman, Hazer, Hoshek Kaurech. So the cloud is here, we had it before. You are a Kavura here. You're a Kavura. We had it by a Yid as well. If a Yid comes and is here, even as a visitor, even if you give him wishus, and he comes here for less than 30 days, you don't have to care about him. Because the din is, oireach, you don't need an Erev with him. So the same din is with a goy. A goy was come and stays with a shem, oireach, a visitor, he doesn't need to do schius, you don't need to do schius from him. So this person remains oireach because he's there less than 30 days, unless he regularly comes and stays, even if it's less than 30 days. But there's a long bi'alocha that, according to the Gaon, the Ikka is that you should be yochel esalkoi. That's the Ikka, not so much on all the other nikudas. The Ikka is the Gaon that I have to be that you can tell him to go away when you want. If you can't tell him to go away and chuck him out when you want, could be he does us. See, base, the Gaon, that's the Ikka reason. Sif base, am sheikhai el amelech, people from the king, army. That they came into the Goyish houses, bein bechazoka, in the Yiddish houses, bein bechazoka, bein berotzen, sai bechazoka, sai berotzen. So they can asa. So obviously the kasha straight away is steward to Sif Aleph where it says shloi b'rishus doesn't asa, and it says even if they come in bechazoka, and the teretz is because anshei chayel amelech have a right to do it. Because that's part of the dina, the machus dina, that when if there's mechoma in your suburb, so the anshei chayil have to have somewhere to stay, so they have a right to just live in your house, take over the houses. So the mishabur avot bein bechazok ekshem afalshim to b'sif ala b'vurdu shloi b'shus eino is a cloud. And this, the first sif, we just learnt it. B'tirtzu demayri shemesach lapi dina demalchusa. K'mo yishonog, shan shechayolim bo'ele, hapkidim, koivim, koimes, bad achayil, the people in charge, the officers decide, you'll go there, you'll go there, b'bote in the house of the town. U'b'zaf elunis ratza balabayis. Nami oisa, because they have the right to do it, kon to dina demalchusa. Ta pokid yesh le rishus hazeh min amalchus, ikinichse b'shus domi. If he does not what he has a right to do according to the din, then they don't ask her, because then it's b'shloi b'shus. But as long as they go like this, they are b'shus. Say for Mishnah is Yaakov, Simek Yubez, Choyle Gom, Zachav, Dad, Ligav, Anshachar, Tom, Mishas, Balim, Kaim, O, Shaman, Ola, B'chol, Gavni, Eino, Isa. So Mishnah Yaakov says that they do ask her. Oh, but in Mechabah state, they do ask her. Why do they ask her? Because Din the Machus is enough to say that they live here. Now, once they live here, either rogel or more than 30 days. Less than 30 days, no reason why they shouldn't be alchem. Unless you say because yochel esalkam, which you can't. And yochel esalkam, it doesn't say that. You keep saying that 30 days. So saying the bottom be alocha. So if you've got, they're allowed to be here, and they're here long term, more than 30 days. So what do we do with them now? We have to do schirus from them. Im yesh lebale batim ba'isan mekoymus. You're talking about the yidden have ba'isan mekoymus shenichnasu ein yudim kelim shosel litatla meshabes einam yisum aleihem. If the yidden have kelim which you can't move on Shabbos, einam yisum aleihem do asanim. This is a very interesting din. What we're trying to do, we're trying to make them. We want to do schivus. It seems to be difficult to do schivus from them. I don't know these army people, how many in different houses, different rooms they live. So instead, we give a heter. What's the heter? They become olchim, like we had before. Either here for more than 30 days, they still become olchim. If you have kelim in their room, which remember we had before, that a yid that gives to the mask, a yid that is masking his house to another yid, and he has their kelim, also the tatla mashabas. So therefore, he still has tfisas yad in the house, and maybe he doesn't need an eruv with these yidden. So here the same, you can make, why? Because they also become la ochim shredo. So here as well, the goyim become his visitors. So the mishabur kelim shosu tatla. I'm bi'alocha, einam oyisruyem, busim si, desu havele ay akum etzle raka oyreach lefisho, kelel busim shim ayin si beis legaba the yid with his soicha. You go back to the Sif Aleph, either Rogel or Shloshim Yoyim would Aser. But here, to get round that problem of him Asering, you have to have Kalim in his house. So the long Bialoch at the bottom, the right one, Hiksham Afalshim, that says here always that you have to have Kalim in his house. Before we learned that when you want in the Goy's house to gain in the Goy's house, like instead of Schirus, what do? You put something there, but you don't have to put something there. You can even have reshus to put something there. And we have also that the Sa'a Melech and these people who are in charge, and they have a right, we said, the council, all these people, the idea, how do we get around doing schirus from the council or from the police? Because they have a right to put something there if they want to, if they need to. So why over here do you have to actually put the things there? Zot the Graz Shunuch is Chayodomi brings all one teretz maker that the pshat is: are we trying to make the goy to become schirim by the goy? If we have a goy, a next door neighbor, and I'm trying to be a sochim by the goy, or we have all the goyim in the town and we want to do schiris from them, but not from them. There's too many, so we go to the police. So the police are people that have rishus to put something down there. That's enough. That's enough that we can do schiris from them. But here, we're not trying to do schiris from this goyim, we want to get out of doing schiris from the army. So we're saying, we're changing the army people into ochim. Nobody said that all the people in town are ochim by the police. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to give the police a bite into their house. How do they get it? They get it because they have rishus to put it there. That's good enough. Here, we want to transform all these army people into my visitors. Every house has got another room dedicated now to the army. They want to all become visitors. For that, it's not good enough that we have a right to put something there. From that, we have to tucker put something there, then they become visitors. So, cool time.